Hey everyone, welcome to episode 175 of my 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast. And I'm still kind of debating on the name for this segment. I do like, and I probably am going to go with Wrestling Under the Influence. But basically, what I'm going to be doing at least once a month is coming up with another wrestling fan and sit down and we will share a beer and talk about, tie that beer, the name of the beer, to somebody involved in the world of professional wrestling. And it'll be a conversation of critiquing the beer and critiquing the wrestler or the storyline that we are talking about. And I kind of came up with this idea when I went to the Big Muddy Brew Fest in Southern Illinois. It's in Murfreesboro, Illinois in the fall. And I attempted to do a show out there. And I think I talked more about this in the segment. I recorded this segment a couple weeks ago. So pardon me for if I'm repeating myself here and there. But the idea was to do all these different beers and taste them and tie them to wrestling. But unfortunately, it was a crazy day. I was on my phone, and honestly, I was drinking all day, and not everything got recorded that I wanted to record. So now I'm sitting down with one fan, one beer, and we talk about different things. And my buddy Tom Harness and I, who are part of the Craft Beerikins on YouTube and on Facebook, sat down a couple weeks ago on a Saturday, and he said, let's do an episode of Craft Beerikins, and he popped out the beer and showed me what it was, and it's called Death by Coconut. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot pass this opportunity up to talk about the angle with Jimmy Superfly Snuka and Rowdy Roddy Piper back in 1984, which actually was this week when that happened in history in 1984. So Death by Coconut, Oscar Blues Brewery, based out of Colorado, is going to be the first installment of Wrestling Under the Influence. And we talk about that angle. Tom is an old school wrestling fan. He grew up and watched a little bit of wrestling, and I'm kind of reintroducing him to that, especially the indie stuff, and I bring him to some of the Stride Pro Wrestling shows. We went to Cape Girardeau last year for Cape Championship Wrestling's Super Show, and Super Show 2 is actually shaping up. It's about a month away as part of Cape Comic-Con as well, so we hit up that, and then we go to the wrestling show, and we're hopefully planning to be able to do that again as well. Tom and I also talk a lot about the upcoming Stride Pro Wrestling Benefit Show for referee Lane Austin. That is happening on Saturday, April 7th at the Carterville Community Center. 7 o'clock is your bell time. And actually next week, Heath Hatton will join me on the podcast. We will talk more about Lane and about the benefit show that we are putting on for him, as well as that'll be our go-home show for WrestleMania, so I'm sure we will sit and chat more about WrestleMania as well. But I also, keep up with the My123Cents blog, because I do a lot of the, you know, daily news alerts that pop up. Daniel Bryan, for example, has been cleared to come back. I have a YouTube video up. My initial feelings on that, man, I can't speak this morning. And I talk more about that on the YouTube channel, but that was my initial reaction to the news of him coming back. Now that he is, the SmackDown episode went down, he was attacked by Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. It's been talked about on some other podcasts as well, including Pro Wrestling Unscripted with the Podzilla guys and gals. Daniel Bryan took some in that initial return. Man, I just thought, yeah, he's going to get back into it, and he's been cleared, and I am confident that WWE has made the right decision with this. But wow, I just wasn't expecting him to be as aggressive, and I thought maybe he would kind of change his style a little bit, those kicks that he was doing, and then kind of falling back onto his head, and then being powerbombed onto the apron. I really hope that everything goes well and that he is going to be okay, as this second chance, if you will, starts for him in WWE. And the speculation, and maybe even by the time you listen to this show, the match will already be a done deal, but the speculation continues to be Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And some people have suggested that Bryan will screw over Shane McMahon. I know I had talked a while back about him turning heel. I just can't see Daniel Bryan. I can't see the fans turning against him. wrestling companies have tried this in the past. WCW tried it with Sting. I believe they tried it again with Goldberg back way back when, after he had his hot streak going on. WWE did it with Steve Austin and tried it with The Rock. It just, the fans were not willing to boo those guys at those particular points in their careers. So I think leave well enough alone. Let Daniel Bryan be Daniel Bryan. And, you know, maybe tweak that style just a little bit. But other wrestling news going on. I have a blog up, too, about Mark Henry going into the Hall of Fame. Read more about that at my123cents.com. My opinion, my 123 cents is there are already too many people in this class, in this particular class. When you count the celebrity induction of Kid Rock, when you count the Warrior Award, and then all the superstars who are going in, it makes for a long night for those who are in attendance and those who are watching. That being said, though, it is the WWE Hall of Fame. Some people, you know, have very strong feelings and opinions on the Hall of Fame and what it is. I enjoy it, but I do think that it has become kind of a giant spiraling out of control. And, you know, whether or not they do the legacy class this year, too, that will be 9 then inductions that happen. And the legacy class is just a quick package of several people, but it is what it is. It is entertainment. Don't take it too much to heart, I guess, is the bottom line on that. But I also want to do some quick plugs for some friends of mine on the podcasting world. I talked about Pro Wrestling Unscripted and Podzilla 1985. Check them out. They have several great shows. There are several great shows right here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network as well. Chad has Positive Cynicism up, and he is actually preparing for his very first half marathon. So I would encourage you to check out Positive Cynicism on Facebook, like the page, and if you can, donate. He is running for a great cause in St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. I've actually been there for a news story that I did about a decade ago following a local teenager who was going through treatment there. It really changes your perspective after visiting St. Jude and meeting some of the kids, the doctors, the staff, the volunteers that make that place work. So, you know, help Chad out as he tries to help out a great cause. And again, the race isn't until October, so you have plenty of time to donate. But head on over to Positive Cynicism on Facebook. You can also keep up with Chad at Chad Smart on Twitter. And maybe he'll stop tweeting so much about the Apple movie, but I'm not going to hold my breath on that. Also on Jittery Monkey, we have Greg Mahochka, who is the co-founder of the network, and he has Nerds United. I would anticipate I will see him at Cape Con coming up again in April. It's that third weekend. I don't have a calendar in front of me. I'm sorry. It's the third weekend in April, I believe. And so I'm looking forward to that event as well. He also has the Five Heart podcast, which covers Nebraska Cornhusker athletics. And then there are my friends from online, of course, Tom and Jason Skull. They are the Skull Buster WrestleCast. And I look forward to actually, and I hope that one day I'm able to meet these guys in person and do something with them live and in person. And I don't want to spoil anything, but I do believe there's going to be an episode where I am part of the Skullbuster podcast. I'm looking forward to that. They've been on My 123 Cents. We talked a couple weeks ago, so go back and check out that episode as well. And then Tom, of course, has his other podcast, Tom and Jim's Top 5. Love that show as well. Chad actually got me to listen to both of those podcasts. So hopefully you are enjoying this podcast. Be sure to stick around. Stay tuned for Wrestling Under the Influence, Death by Coconut. And everyone, have a great week and happy Easter.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 123 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, Here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
You know, you kind of are putting off a John Cena vibe with the hat and the t-shirt. And if you're not a wrestling fan, you won't get that, but...
So what do you mean by that? So, because I obviously don't have the muscles and I can't.
No, but the look. He's because he wears the baseball cap and he color coordinates.
What's his line? Like, what's he say?
You can't see me. Which, full disclosure too, not only are we recording a Craft Americans episode, I'm also recording, I'm coming up with a new concept for the My 123 Cents podcast where I will drink a beer with, or any kind of a beverage with other wrestling fans, and then we will talk, we'll tie the drink to a performer, past or present, and kind of talk about that. So I've been wanting to do this for a while now, and then when I saw the beer that you had selected for today, I'm like, well, this will be perfect to tie in and do an episode of the podcast with as well. So,
and literally, again, as always, I am amazed at your knowledge of wrestling and how I connect people and other things. That's how you are with wrestling, man. You're like,
yeah.
I could show you a pile of crap, and you're like, that reminds me of this wrestling episode. Or I could show you a bell that you ringed, dinner bell, and you're like, hey, that's what this used. I could show you anything, and you could relate it to wrestling.
Yeah, I could, and that's probably not saying a lot about me as a human being, but that is my illness, if you will, so...
So in this episode, obviously we want to try to tie it into St. Patrick's Day. So I pulled up for us, it is called Death by Coconut. Our good friends over at Pinch Penny Liquor in Carbondale helped me pick out some items, and I want to thank them. And I can't stress, they have an amazing craft beer supply in there.
I'll have to go. I have not been... And full disclosure, I didn't realize that Pinch Penny, I know Pinch Penny Pub, I've been there. I didn't realize there was a Pinch Penny Liquors that was nearby as well. Are they all associated with
They used to be in the same building, like side by side.
Okay.
But now since the, I think it was 710 bookstore closed, they moved across the street.
Okay.
Amazing craft beer selection. If you get a chance, you need to go in there. So this is Death by Coconut. It is an Irish style porter, and it's by Oscar Blues Brewery. I believe this is in North Carolina when I was doing my setup.
I think
setup.
It's Colorado.
Oh, I'm wrong. Yes, it's Colorado. I might need to fix our
or hat. Colorado, as it says.
Colorado.
Pretty cool. I like the can. I like the way the can looks, too.
And the can's great, and it says coconut chocolate coconut, and it's pack it in, pack it out. Oh, it's a little recycling. Some pretty decent packaging on this. I like it. And it's at, to learn more, you can go to www.oscarblues.com, and that's OSKARBLUES.com.
Very cool.
There it is right there if I would have read Colorado USA.
Yeah.
As opposed to Colorado USSR.
That's true.
Right, because I guess there's one over there too.
Apparently.
All right. So, pass, dash, and hit. That would be kind of funny. Pass it, dash it, and then hit it. There's got to be something behind that.
Yeah, we'll have to do some homework.
All right, so you're going to drink from the can.
I'm drinking from the can. But I forgot mine. Nifty craft beerkins mug.
Oh, I got mine. Mine can actually hold two.
I was going to say, you could probably get a couple in there.
Probably can.
So one thing that we've said we were going to talk about on craft beerkins, and I'm putting you on the spot, I think.
Let's do it.
It's pricing. So you got, were you able to buy this just as two cans, or did you buy a six pack?
No. So a lot of the cans will come, this was a four pack.
Okay.
And it was, I believe it was $10.49. And yes, you did call me. So I'm pretty sure it's, obviously craft beers run a little bit higher, but remember the alcoholic content is a little bit higher. Does it actually show us what that one is? We'll have to look that one up.
I need to bring my cheaters because I'm old now. 6.5, yeah.
So that's actually a little bit lower than I anticipated for this type of pour. So it should be fairly light. But when you take a look at that, I mean, it's...
Ooh, it smells so good. I love chocolate and I love coconut, so this is perfect.
So I think Beth, my wife, has already tried some of this. It looks like she's joined us. So I believe she has already had this. So it smells...
Have you not had it before?
No, I have not. Smells amazing.
Yeah, it really does.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's give it a drink. It's very, it's a light for a smooth.
Very smooth, and I love it. The coconut pops right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, and wait for the end. Do you smell like go through your palate or your nose? Like, I feel like the fumes of the coconut kind of like go through, like I smell it right here.
I'm trying to think and remember if I've had, have we done any coconut beer reviews in the past? I don't think we have.
We've done some Irish porters, but we've done the peanut butter one.
Yeah, which was a little thick. This is not, this has a light feel to me. It's not heavy. Like I feel like the peanut butter ones specifically that we've tried before, it just kind of like weighs down on you once you've had it. But this is
it's really good.
And it's not like the coconut trumps the chocolate flavor.
It is a balance. Now, typically when you try some of these coconut beers, they brew with it, but you don't taste or you don't have the flavor of it. So you miss out on that. So I really like this.
This is really good.
I'm going to give it a drink it.
Absolutely. I would definitely drink this again too, for sure.
Yeah.
So Oscar Blues Brewing Company, and I think this is the first I've had from them as well. So have you had any other
none
of their?
It's new. I've not had anything from them.
That is really good.
So tell me a little bit about. So we talked off camera about what we're going to talk about with wrestling today. So we've got two individuals. We've got Roddy Piper and Jimmy Snuka.
Yes.
And there was an incident with them that dealt with coconut. So set this up for me. Set me, like,
yeah,
how it went.
Absolutely. So this is back in 1984.
Wow.
Professional wrestling, the WWF specifically, Vince McMahon, is trying to expand. He had bought the company from his father and was trying to take it from a territory of like the New York, New England area.
So this is in the early stages.
This is the early stages.
Okay.
And he's trying to go worldwide with it. And by this point, WWF is in syndication and you're able to watch the programming anywhere in the country.
Okay.
So the top villain in the company is a guy named Rowdy Roddy Piper. He's from Scotland. He plays the bagpipes. He's got the kilt. And he is a complete dick.
Love it.
And people love to hate him. Well, there was a Polynesian wrestler from the Fiji Islands named Superfly Jimmy Snuka. His claim to fame, back in 82, he climbed to the top of a 15-foot-high steel cage and did a splash off the top onto Bob Backlund, or was going to. Bob Backlund moves, Snuka hits the mat, and that's how he ends up losing the match. So,
didn't get hurt?
Well, yeah, I'm sure there were some injuries involved, but, you know, again, they're trained professionals, but Snuka and Piper just were the rivalry at the time. And Rowdy Roddy Piper had a talk show segment called Piper's Pit, where he would interview wrestlers.
I do remember that.
You remember Piper's Pit, of course.
I do.
And the whole point of Piper's Pit was to kind of put over a guy in an interview segment and antagonize, and Piper always ended up insulting or whatever. So they're standing up talking. There's a bag, a grocery bag, in the middle of them. Piper reaches in and he's got bananas and coconuts.
He's trying to be very derogatory.
He's being very derogatory, but in his mind, he's being complimentary. I'm welcoming my new guest. I'm making him feel at home with some of his island favorites. Well, Snuka takes offense to it, of course, and says, "Why are you insulting me?" And Piper's like, "I'm not insulting you. I'm not insulting you," all the while holding this coconut in his hand. Well, Snuka bends down to put the microphone down, and when he does, Piper just clocks him legit with a legit coconut, and that coconut just explodes.
What?
On impact. It just, and then Snuka staggers, takes down, because it's a prop set.
Yeah.
There's, takes the wall down, goes down. Piper takes his belt off and then whips him just repeatedly. And that just, that moment, and I remember watching it as a kid. I'm 11 years old at the time. And it was still, back then, it was still real to me. You know, this was before the 2028 episode that kind of exposed everything as being fake. And it just, and he really did pop him with that coconut. And he, you know, beat him with that belt. But it takes you back to a time when wrestling, you know, the rivalries were so intense and so real. And Piper, like I said, played that bad guy to the hilt.
It seems like it was much
amazing.
More raw.
Mm-hmm.
like I understand that they get together and they have a concept or
sure.
Kind of like our show. We have like an outline.
Yeah.
But they honestly sometimes don't know where it's going.
It's back then. Professional wrestling has always been kind of choreographed. Now you have moments and instances where a guy may get in there and it gets a little too real. You know, back in the day, there was not a whole lot of scripted as far as what they said with their promos and whatnot. It was all, let's get in there and let's react to the crowd. WWE.
And they had to also be improvisation artists too, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely.
Today's
society of WWE, which is the biggest wrestling company in the world, of course, It is much more scripted to the point where they have writers, they have Hollywood writers. It's not just former wrestlers. It used to be former professional wrestlers that would come in and write stuff. Now it's you know, Freddie Prinze Jr., for example, the actor, was one time a WWE writer.
What?
Yeah. So you have people who aren't necessarily involved with wrestling. Some of them aren't even wrestling fans, and they're writing these promos. And then you have guys going out to the ring, and they're trying to remember all these scripted promos and points to hit on. And it's not as good as it used to be. Like, this stuff back in, you know, Death by Coconut, instantly I thought of Snuka and Piper. And it has lost its luster in that respect. And they don't always, you know, they do very much script out the matches. And there are very few times where they let the crowd kind of dictate what they're going to do. Now, on the flip side of that, some of the smaller independent companies, and specifically, and I'll do a shout-out for Stride Pro Wrestling here in Southern Illinois, you know, the guys, when they get in there, they do it in the ring. They have an idea. They know where they need to go and where they need to be, but the end result is put together on the fly, because the fans may react to something differently than what you think they're going to react to, so then you go accordingly. So not only are you in there with your partner, kind of, and I call it a partner, he's your opponent too, but he's your partner in this tapestry of wrestling prowess, I think that's the right word. Anyway, you have to react and respond to how the crowd is reacting to you, and sometimes they're not into what you're doing, so you have to improvise and come up with something.
It's like speech 101.
Yeah.
You know, watch, is your audience engaged?
Mm-hmm.
If they're not, use proximity to move around. I mean, it's so weird getting to know you. I look at wrestling, and when I've gone to a couple of the wrestling matches through Stride Pro, it is amazing because you see them get out of the ring, and then, of course, I'm thinking, okay, they're doing this to try to engage the audience a little more. I mean, so I look at it completely different than I ever did before. And if anybody says, you know, that wrestling, well, they can't deny, wrestling is scripted, but it's not fake. When you see, oh my gosh, I still go back to that first match you took me to, like, some of those, we were close enough, you hear it, you feel it.
Yeah.
You know, that one time, we didn't know if that one kid was hurt, and
right.
He actually was, but we didn't know. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was a Cape Championship Wrestling show, part of Cape Comic-Con. It was their a big super show event, and yeah, the guy did, and that happens. You know, you have guys at a recent Stride show, one of our guys, J.D. Wilk, got hurt. He popped his shoulder out. And sometimes, you know, wrestlers kind of go off the grid and do their own thing, and that's not always a good thing either. And people, there are legitimate injuries. You know, you asked me when Snuka jumped off the top of that cage, did he get hurt? You know, I'm sure he did not feel good after doing that, but as far as a legitimate injury, no, he wasn't, but he acted it, and then, you know.
Well, that doesn't, I mean, that what they do year after year, no matter what, takes a toll on your body. When you do that repetitive motion, that's got to be, I mean, and then obviously, back in the early days, I don't think they probably had health insurance.
But, well, and a lot of them don't still. I mean, there's no protection, if you will, in that regard. And these guys, WWE specifically, I mean, they're on the road hundreds of days a year. Here locally, many of our guys will have a show once a month, twice a month, and then they may work other independent companies. For example, you know, Stride is doing all these fundraisers now, and one is coming up April 7th, and I'll plug it here for our friend Lane Austin, who is a referee in Stride and is having some medical issues himself. So we've got more shows coming up, so they're getting in there and they're doing more. These are a lot of the younger guys, and they're getting that exposure, and they're having that chance to shine and do their thing. Keith Hatton, for example, you know, you've probably seen the pictures where he had the bandage wrapped around his head because, you know, he took a chair wrong or whatever it may be, you end up with a lump on your head, and you do, you know, go through and have to go see a doctor, or maybe have something looked at or wrapped up. Farmer Billy Hills hurt his back, and his back now, he's been gone for 6 months. So, yeah, the injuries are real, but they do everything they can to protect themselves and protect the guy that they're working with.
And what I like about learning about the independent wrestling through you is how committed and dedicated some of these people are.
Yeah.
And they have other jobs and they have other lives, and life does happen. And I definitely want to send prayers out to Lane. And, you know, he is amazing. His heart, his commitment and dedication to being a referee for Stride Pro is amazing. And just he exemplifies what it, I mean, the model behavior that you want to be. He fits it. He's a great character.
Yeah.
And he wants the best for everybody. So kudos to him. And we hope that he gets healthy very, very fast.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I had a chance to visit with him in person last weekend. And, you know, April 7th is going to be a big show. Look out, too, because I'm getting items put together to do some silent auctions. And I'll have the, you don't have to necessarily be a part of the show on April 7th, but I would love that if you were there to bid in person. But we'll have some stuff on social media as well that hopefully some people will bid on, and we'll make some money for Lane. And that's the other thing about indie wrestling in general is a lot of them do these benefit shows, not just for we're coming together for one of our own, but we were in Christopher a few weeks ago and raised $2,500 for the Christopher Elementary School, and we're taking the show on the road to Mount Vernon. There are so many ways to help and give back, but, you know, and that's what I love about being part of this, kind of going off on a tangent, but yeah, the Death by Coconut is really quite a great beer.
It is amazing, and it's pretty cool that you can tie it back into wrestling.
Oh, we have Thin Mints, too. Here.
Yeah, so we were supposed to, yeah, so hold on, I got a little bit left. I stole these off of,
we're not eating Lindsay or...
Yeah, we are.
Honest cookies. Okay.
We are. We're eating Honest.
But it's cool Uncle Kevin, and they'll be all right.
They'll be okay if you look mad that I ate it.
All right.
So we're opening this up, and here, take a couple.
All right.
All right. So let's see how well these go. Thank you for... I totally forgot about that. All right.
Well, the box was sitting here. I'm like...
Thin Mints.
Thin Mints and coconut cookie. Or all coconut
right, here we go.
I thought, you know, I don't necessarily know what the mint, but I do think this is a good, this would probably go better with a Samoa.
Oh, that makes it
with
even
the coconut. Better.
Coconut, Samoa.
Back to Jimmy Snuka.
That'd be funny.
Rikishi.
This is not bad, though. I like the little subtle hint of the coconut on this, though.
Mm-hmm. They call this, too, I noticed, coconut, chocolate, choco nut. It's really good.
Yeah, I like mine.
So you found this in...
Pinch Penny Liquors in Carbondale.
And there's all kinds of other great beers over there, too.
I got other stuff, so that's where I picked up the... Well, I picked up some other stuff, too.
Cool.
So, yeah. This was great, so I definitely think we both agree that Death by Coconut is a drink it.
Yes.
So, cheers, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you. Happy anniversary. And
thank
Beth,
you.
If you're still watching, happy anniversary.
And I think we... We get to celebrate a little bit more later.
We will, and yes. Yes, indeed.
You think we'll get some karaoke out tonight? How about some Ebony and Ivory?
Let's do it.
All right. We're going to do that. Everybody, thank you as always for watching Craft Beerkins. Please tell your friends to be safe, be smart tonight, and please follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And if you have a beer for us you want us to look at, or you just want to give us a shout out, please use the hashtag CraftBeerkins.
Sounds good. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers. I'm out of beer.
All of a sudden, we got a bunch of people writing in. This guy here comes, I don't know, maybe comes sniveling to the people, comes and cries, Roddy Piper didn't give me a chance to say nothing on the bit. Roddy Piper didn't give me a chance to do nothing. You want a chance? Everybody wants to be like Roddy Piper. You want a chance? You want a chance to say something, brother? I'll tell you what, man. Here you go. Take the little microphone. There you go. Put it in the little green. greasy paws, you want to do something, then you go ahead, you say exactly what you want to say to these people. You can do it. Just a second. I want you to know. Wait a second. I want to make you feel at home. Before we start, you want to be the big shot. You want to do all the talking. You want to really think all these people. Got yourself a pineapple. Want you to feel at home. Want you to feel like the Fiji Islands. Kind of like the women, you know? Got a long, frosty hair on top, round on the bottom. Got your pineapple. You want to be a happy person? What do you want, huh? What do you want? Do you want bananas? You want to talk? Go ahead and talk, huh? Go ahead and talk. Wait a second, wait a second, wait a second. Wait. You want bananas? You want bananas? We got bananas. Here we go. You want bananas? Have yourself a banana. This is what you want. You want to talk? You ain't saying nothing. What's wrong, huh? You want to come up here like a big shot? What do you want? You want coconuts. Here I went. I got your coconuts. There you go. Your coconut. Your coconut. More coconuts. You want to be a big shot. You want to go, wait a second. Bananas and coconuts. You want to be a big shot. You know what? The only thing I didn't get a tree for you to climb up and down like a monkey, like you want to do. You want to be a big shot? I'll get you a tree next time. You want a banana? Have a banana. What do you want, man? Am I making fun of you? Whoa! No, sir! No, sir! No, sir!
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.